Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I'm Frenchie Frenzy, and today I am joined by my friend and sales mentor, Renee Rebar. Hi, Renee. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk today with you.
Oh, tell us all about you.
That. Well, yes. I mean, I think we bonded on the New York thing. So born and bred New Yorker, but based in Detroit right now, which is sort of like Brooklyn 25 years ago. So it's a really cool scene. But as a sales coach, I've had a sales agency, I've had a cherry juice company, and now I came in my retirement years to do consulting to women business owners who are selling for themselves. So whether it's making proposals or making continued support offers, I'm there for them every step of the way.
I love it. Okay. Quick question. Are we talking tart cherry juice?
Yes.
Oh, I drink a lot of tart cherry juice. We need to talk more about this at another point in time, but snack of the day is going to be tart cherry juice.
Perfect.
All right. So talk to us about your biggest business win.
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. I would say that it was finally deciding that I was an expert in sales and could help women online and opening up my online business, saying, listen, I will first coach you one-on-one. And that's how my course came into fruition, really, is having those one-on-one training calls. And then finally realizing I'm saying this over and over again, I bet you everybody's having this problem. So now I have a program from that one-on-one coaching that I'm able to give to people that are struggling at the very beginning or are just looking for that next big win.
Yeah. Wait, so were you one of those people who was like, I just don't sell very well? And then you suddenly realized that you had like an 80% conversion rate, or did you just not realize that you could sell it? Like that you could package your skills and sell them in that way?
The latter. Yeah.
Okay. So you knew you were like a great salesperson. You just were like, I don't feel ready to translate and all that. All right, cool. I get that. Yeah. I love that. That's a big win because that allows you to help more people sell. And I feel like that's such a challenge for people. And also people tend to be better at it than they think they are, but they feel like there's just so many things.
Well, when I first started my online business, I wanted to come online to do car seat safety, like the car seat lady in New York.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I wanted to do. I love the car seat lady, right? Listening, I love you. That's friends, you don't know it. And so I hired a coach that would help me create an online presence. And she's like, you know, you think you're missing the big elephant in the room, and that's your 20 years of sales experience. And I think a lot of these women can help. You could help them more. I'm like, you mean after car seats? She's like, no, not car seats. I know that you're passionate. Go passion project yourself like crazy with car seat safety, because I really am passionate about it. I still could talk about it a lot. But I realized that there were lots of women online that were recently certified bookkeepers, life coaches, you know, they were strategists, web designers, copywriters, and they just didn't know how to sell for themselves. They had not been in that environment where they had to be in charge of the revenue. And so, you know, because you're working with them on the marketing side, and they would do a lot of the marketing, but then when it came to actually turning the key to convert this attention, there were just a few steps they were missing. And I felt very excited that I was able to help them with that.
I love it. All right, let's change gears for a minute. So you sell like a mother, but where and when did things go less well? What mistakes did you make, or what was your biggest fail, so to speak?
Name the day. I feel like failing forward is part of my mantra. I feel like it's really almost impossible to be an entrepreneur and not be willing to fail, to take a risk. And so I always ask myself, what's the worst that can happen? You know, is somebody going to die? No. Okay. Well, then I probably can survive it. It's probably going to be okay. So, you know, from I mean, which part of my career do you want me to talk about failure? Hiring the wrong people is a huge one right now. Like ultimately with this new changing of the guard within my own organization, I had, you know, some interviewing faux pas. I really liked the person. We got along well, but we had the same personality. Not good for an organization.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a tricky one. I just want to say so when I was working at the wing, there was a lot of culture fit hiring, and that's not, it's very hot right now, but it's not always necessary. And it actually creates a lot of groupthink, a lot of, you know, lack of psychological safety for people who might not quite agree. There's just a lot of things around it. And actually then I finally learned this lesson for myself when I was interviewing nannies, and there was one interview that was like super chatty and fun. And I was like, red flag, red flag. Like, I want to like you, I want to respect you, but I feel like it's going to be a problem. So I think that's really important.
That was huge most recently, but I can talk about how I messed up on social media, how I messed up with live streams. I messed up with podcasting. I messed up with speaking. I messed up with offers. I messed up with pricing, undervaluing myself. And I think that's not only a myself problem. That's a huge problem. I think universally is just not believing that we're worth the market price.
Totally. All right. On that note, why don't you tell everyone what your number one strategy snack is?
I love this one. If you do just this from a sales perspective, you will make more money this year. On a sales call, it doesn't matter. Honestly, any call, you don't even have to silo it as a sales call. So you're interviewing for a podcast, or you're having a coffee chat, or you're getting a get to know you call. If you book the next call before this one is over to keep the pipeline full, in 3 days, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 9 months. Hey, let's not lose touch. Let's talk the same time next year. How's that sound? Just so that we don't lose touch. Because if we just follow each other on the internet, it's sort of like waving to each other on the highway as we speed on past. It's nice, but it's like, it's not very, doesn't really help either of us. And I'm a connector and I want to stay connected. So that's kind of how I frame it, right? Even if it's not to offer them anything, because I believe everybody is a client, a connector, or a collaborator. I just don't know which they are first. And so, if I just do that, if you just take that one thing, book the next call before this one's over. Let's say you get in a coffee chat with someone or just a chat on LinkedIn. Hey, do you want to chat? I mean, how many would of us get that, right? Hey, let's get a chat. Okay, sure.
We both just raised our hands.
We both just raised our hands. And they get on the call and you're like, I don't really know where this person belongs in my life. You know what I mean? They're not giving me the signals that they're a buyer. I'm not really sure what their organization's all about yet. I'm not sure what their contacts are, how I might be able to help them. So asking, well, how can I help you? Isn't really a helpful question at that juncture. But when I set up another call just to keep in touch, which is very genuine and real, I also make sure that they're on my email list, that they're going to see me. When they do see those emails from me, when they do see any social media content that I publish, they're going to pay more attention. Because we have a call on the books 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the road. It's a recognition thing, right? Oh, I recognize her. Oh, yes, that's right. So it becomes somebody that you know very quickly. So it actually puts more heat on them, on those touch points.
I love that. Also, massive time saver, because I'm always like, let's do this again. And I mean it, but then I have to remember, and then I have to reach out, and then I have to schedule it. That is a lot of steps that could be avoided.
Correct.
All right.
My first sales manager ever, tip of the hat, Rosario Sinacropi, he said, it's easier to have a baby than raise the dead. And I remember first hearing that and I was like, it's easy to have a baby. People, I'm trying to prevent that every day. That's my point. I'm preventing that stuff. It seems easy. He's like, but I'm like, but I saw Pet Cemetery, they raised the dead. He's like, did you see what happened? I'm like, well, I did. So the point is that this is easier. This is having a baby. This is just preparing for something that is the inevitable. Can you change the appointment? Yes. Can you cancel it? 100%. Might they? Maybe. But the point is that if this is a person of interest, but you're not sure where they belong yet in your life or business, having that horizon event, as I call it, is huge.
I love it. Cool. Thank you so much, Renee. Tell us, where can we find you, follow you, connect with you, all the things?
Well, thank you. Yes. The hub is my website, ReneeRebar.com. And that's where you'll find everything from my podcast to any related free content and then some.
Amazing. Thanks for being here today. And to everyone listening, go check out Renee's website, get to know her. She's amazing. And I'm so glad that she's been here.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.